Bataan, the Philippines. On the 11th of January 1942, a joint American-Filipino army of 80,000 was under siege from a smaller but better supplied, better armed force of Japanese invaders. The Japanese already controlled Manila and most of the island of Luzon. Now the Allies were struggling to hold on to the jungle-infested peninsula. 11:30 p.m. Along the Abuque Line, a ferocious Japanese attack had slammed into the entrenched Philippine scouts of the 57th Infantry. Narcisco Ortolano's machine gun had jammed, leaving him his pistol and then his bare hands. Ortolano had turned the weapon against his attacker and stabbed him with the blade. But then, another rifleman charged at him. Ortolano grabbed the bayonet from the dead man's corpse, swung the rifle round, and shot the enemy soldier. All along the scout lines, the men showed the same refusal to surrender any ground to the Japanese. Daybreak revealed a battlefield strewn with the bodies of the dead and those who refused to die.
The next day, Ortolano was found by his machine gun, badly wounded but still alive, and he was subsequently awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for the action.
After another night assault on the 12th of January, the Japanese gave up trying to breach the lines of the Philippine scouts. They moved their attack west to try their luck against the less formidable troops of the Philippine Army.
This was the first serious battle fought by the Filipino scouts in the Bataan campaign. A lot of hope had been placed on their soldierly abilities, and that hope was realized.